USA Radio News.
Today, Harvey Weinstein was arraigned on rape and sexual assault charges. He posted the $1 million bail and has to wear an electronic monitor. He's also not allowed to leave either New York or Connecticut and did have to forfeit his passport as he is a flight risk. Ronan Farrow is a reporter with The New Yorker. He broke the initial story regarding Weinstein's alleged misconduct.
When I first began speaking to Harvey Weinstein's accusers, they were correctly terrified. They feared retaliation. They feared for their physical safety. We know he was hiring all sorts of intermediaries to threaten and intimidate people. And most of all, Robin, they never believed they would be heard.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. Is the summit with North Korea on or off? President Trump updates the situation outside the White House before boarding Marine One.
We're going to see what happens. We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
NBA rookie Sterling Brown is speaking out for the first time after police body cam video was released of his arrest. Brown was parked illegally at a drugstore in Milwaukee. When police showed up, they tased him and claimed he was combative. The video does seem to show otherwise.
I get mad every time I watch it, you know, because I was defenseless pretty much. I can't do nothing, and they still, you know, did what they did. The video shows no justice of what really happened. Like, it's a body cam, it's closed, you can hear me screaming and whatnot. It's tough every time I watch it, but that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing legally, you know. That's why I'm here speaking to you, you know, just to draw attention to it and try to, you know, be that voice and try to help as many people as I can in this situation.
The police officers have been disciplined, and the chief did apologize to Brown. An online petition is calling for several of the NFL's top corporate sponsors to cut ties with the league after it banned players this week from kneeling to protest during the national anthem. The petition was filed by an advocacy group that believes players should be allowed to express their own views. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Trump administration briefed a bipartisan group of lawmakers, in addition to two House Republicans, on a confidential intelligence source in the Russia investigation. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz explains what really goes on at these briefings.
There's a lot of jibber-jab. There's a lot of talk back and forth. But what Nunes and Gowdy and Radcliffe and those people want to see, they want to see the actual underlying documents.
Chaffetz continued,
there's only two things in which there's an exemption from the executive branch showing information to Congress. One is executive privilege. If the president, and neither President Trump nor Obama have claimed executive privilege, and certain grand jury material. Those are the only two excuses that Congress recognizes for the executive branch not showing Congress material. But you have people at the highest levels making the argument, we cannot and will not show this to you.
It's been 2014 since we've seen gas prices as high as they are currently. Many places, the average will be just over $3 a gallon. Investor Jonathan Honig thinks $3 a gallon might be a steal.
As I look at the market, the stock market included, you know, longer term, that's what I see as a big trend right now, inflation. You know, things are getting more expensive, whether it's your hamburger at McDonald's or your burrito at Chipotle or the gas in your tank. I think 3 and 4 might seem cheap 3 or 4 years down the line, Stuart, truly. We might be looking at $5 and $6 a gallon gas when it's all said and done.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.